Hi, this is Daryl.
Hey, brother. Good morning. This is Mario. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I've talked to several people about this to try to get some better update. Everybody says Google is, everything's changing in the website industry. And my question to you is if I were to do it, how long would it take to get it promoted? I mean, I used to hear it take 1 or 2 months for you to get noticed.
Well, here's the the straight answer to that, Daryl. If you're working with a company that has a premier partnership with Google like us, the time frame is 30 days, right? If you're working with a company that does not have a premier partnership, the time frame for them is 90 to 120 days.
Right. That's what I mean. Okay. So for 30 days, I won't even get a call from a customer, right?
That's incorrect, because the 7 to 14 days, we get the profile going with the business Facebook ads that are going to be posted already, and then you're going to get the ball rolling with the website. So that's going to be done within 2 weeks at the most, right? But to be on that first page of Google, yes, it takes 30 days. The longest I've seen it, and that's only if there's like any type of hiccups, is 45 days, but for the most part, since we are a premier partner to Google, 30 days is correct.
All right. And it's after 30 days, I'm thinking about it. I guess I might do it. I've been lied to so much, you know.
You know what? I don't blame you one bit, man. There's a lot of, see, here's, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're the best company in the world. I don't like to do that, you know, but I'll tell you very straightly, Daryl, I have my sister and my brother-in-law with the business, and we both know that you don't bring family over to something that doesn't work. You know, the last thing I would want is to be at a family gathering and be looked at sideways, if you know what I mean.
If I did the website, y'all create the website for me?
That's correct.
Okay, as long as it emphasizes service, honest service and fix, not a pushy sales person. So just a few things that, you know, make me stand out a little better.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, it's, our IT department, they will work with you on creating that, right? Because they're going to ask you for pictures to put on there, and then whatever it is that you wanted to be detailed, right? Like the hours of operations, the time that you work, the days that you wanted to say, stuff of that nature.
Right. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, I guess. Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to take a chance. Are you the person that I'll be dealing with?
Yeah, well, I'm going to send you my personal info and my extension, so you can reach me at any time.
Okay.
But if you have any questions where you want to make changes or any back end questions for the back end team, then you would deal. I mean, we have a whole operations team that you'll be able to deal with.
This includes hosting, right? This includes website hosting.
Yeah. The website, it includes the first page on Google. It includes Yelp. It includes also the business Facebook page. And you're going to love that feature. I think that's one of the best features that we hold, is having the ads on Facebook.
Okay.
So if
somebody goes and looks up my website, All Comfort Air, did it still pop up my website, or did it have to go through Google to find it?
No, once they look you up, they'll be able to see the site once they're searching for you, right?
Okay.
And then the other thing is that if someone, like I told you, the way that the ads work, it's amazing. I mean, my sister, the one that's with the company, she loves that feature. So let's say someone just for example, in the area of Riley is looking for heating and air, right, or AC or HVAC or anything of that nature. Later on, when, you know, like I told you, when they're on their Facebook, you know, on their normal page, they'll start seeing ads from All Comfort Air Heating and Cooling, right? Now, which is cool. I mean, it's crazy how that works. It's like right now, if you go on your phone and you type in, where can I find a burger joint on your Google, you'll notice that if you log into your Facebook account and, you know, later on in the day, excuse me, you'll start seeing, different burger joints pop up on your Facebook feed.
Yeah. All right. What keywords would it be that I should pop on Google's first page?
Here, give me a second. I'm filling out some of the forms here. So it's Monday through Saturday, you said?
Yeah, 8 to 5.
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Are you doing emergency calls, Daryl, or not?
Not really. No.
No. Okay.
No. All right. So sorry ass people will call you at 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Okay. All right. And then how far outside of Riley are you willing to travel? 20, 10, 20 miles, 30 miles?
25
miles, okay.
Yeah. So what keywords would they look for to find me? I mean, if they go HVAC repair or, I mean.
And then let me go to that spot so I can add them here for you. Give me a second. Daryl, what's your last name?
Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.
And then Daryl is D-A-R-E-L-L?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have the full name of my business?
I'll tell you what I have. Give me 1 second. I'm just filling out the portion of this so I don't have to come back to this. The full name of your business is All Comfort Air Heating and Cooling Services.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then the keywords, it's going to be HVAC. What else exactly do you do, the services that you offer?
Repair.
Okay, hold on. Let me put that in. Repair. What else?
Replace.
Replacement. Okay.
That's it. Okay. I guess sales, even though I despise sales.
Okay.
PM agreement.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, stand by here 1 second.
Service repair. Installation, replacement, sales, PM agreement.
What is PM? What is a PM agreement, if you don't mind me asking?
Preventative maintenance.
Oh, okay.
Service in the equipment, cleaning coils, change, you know.
Checking
the system, make sure it runs properly. Also, residential only.
Okay. Would you ever be open to commercial?
No,
not really. My physical condition won't allow it.
Mercury, gotcha.
Got to get on too many rooftops. If it was light commercial, maybe, but like a small store. But unfortunately, when you get into commercial, they might charge you like Brindles or Target, you know, a great big store with 25 package units on the roof.
That's too much for me. The problem with commercial is residential, you go to the house, I can diagnose it in 10 minutes, usually fix it within the hour. Commercial, you'd be there 3 to 4 or 5 hours just figuring out what's going on. You ever walked in a Target store?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine walking in that store, walking all the way back to the back, finding the manager, getting her to show you where the thermostat is. Going back around and drive back around the back of that building. Getting on the roof and walking up 25 feet of steps to get on the roof. Walking across the roof. Get to the equipment. Then finding out you need to go kill power to the unit. Go back all the way around. See what I'm going with this.
That's a lot.
It's a motherfucker.
Okay. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to laugh. My apologies.
Alright,
are you licensed currently, Daryl?
Yes, but I don't want to put it on there. I don't believe in displaying it, but yes, licensed and insured, yes.
Okay.
But I don't put it on there. I don't, if somebody asks for it, they can ask me personally. I don't need it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just for the verification process. Need one, please. Website. And then we're going to give you you'll have access to, once you get everything's all said and done, you'll have access to our, it's going to be like an app where you'll be able to track, you know, the calls, the progress, everything.
Well, can I pay you for this? Can we do any more questions a little later? I don't have a whole lot of time, but
let me take that payment then so I can get you off the line. I just need you to frame me for like, at the most, between 5 and 10 minutes. I'll get you off. I didn't know you were in a hurry.
Well, I just don't know how long it's going to be taking.
Yeah, it takes maybe about, I just need about maybe 5 to 10 minutes tops.
All right, go ahead.
All right. What's a good email address for you, brother?
Well, the business, for me, to contact me about business, my business email to put on the website is allcomfortair@gmail.com.
All right, we'll use that one, allcomfort. You have access to it, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yes.
Of course, allcomfortair. Just like that, allcomfortair@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. /725 Colonial Drive in Riley, 27603, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, and what card would you be using today, brother?
It's a debit card, Visa.
Visa. It starts with a number 4 whenever you're ready.
4912.
4912.
3900.
3900, okay.
3860.
3860.
1849.
1849. Expiration?
926.
9-2026, and then a security code, which is the last 3 on the back.
738.
738. Okay, stand by while we verify this card. And I do have a security question. This is for protection of the account.
Sure.
You get to choose, Daryl, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Mother's maiden name.
Go ahead. What was it? I'm there. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Mitchell. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
Okay. Perfect. And then tomorrow, Daryl, our operations and IT department is going to be reaching out to you to complete the intake. You know, they're the ones that are going
to
gather more detailed
information. They'll have to do it after 12 noon.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you.
Okay,
hold on. Let me put that down. Hold on, because I don't want them calling you before that, so bear with me.
Yeah, I know you can't always do it exactly when I say, but yesterday I said call me back at 3:00. You called at 3:30, and I was cooking.
No worries, man. No worries. You know what happens is that sometimes I get stuck with the client.
No, you get busy on a call. I understand that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I figured, damn, this guy got mad. I was like, it's all right, man. You know, I said, I'm glad you texted me back.
I do what I say I'm going to do, but I was busy, and then when you called back and we talked and you wasn't sure about the wait until tomorrow thing, I said, oh, well, fuck it. That's why I hung up. It don't.
I appreciate how blunt you are, man. I like it.
Well, that's what's wrong with the country. There's more people who need to be that way. Instead of worrying about offending some stinking person.
You're right. I mean,
you're
absolutely right.
Nobody wants to hear the truth anymore. All
right, Daryl, I just got to read what we call a voice verification. I'm sure you understand that it's, before we complete this, I got to read this to you, and then once I do, we're all set. Okay?
Okay.
So this will take about, I just need you like 5 more minutes and we're all done. Okay?
Okay.
And before I process the payment, Daryl, I'm going to go through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because you are on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we will send this to you in writing with your invoice.
It'll be for $249, correct?
That's correct. I went ahead and got permission. I got it cleared.
Very good.
To waive the $99. So I'm walking you through this. If there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor. Stop me. Ask you to review it for you. Say, hey, Mario, what does this mean? And then we'll go over it together. Just want to make sure that we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction.
Go ahead.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, can you please state the name of the business?
All Comfort Air.
Oh, okay. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Daryl Howard, owner.
Thank you. Are you an authorized party to enter on this agreement on behalf of the company?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on this billing account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you might receive calls from third party that are not Local Splash. This is why we provided that security question. If it is us calling, we will ask you to verify that question, okay?
Okay.
Also, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails that come from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Calls are going to come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask that you please save this 877 number under local splash under your contacts. Okay.
Okay.
In higher. Right. Right. That's okay. Fine. I think I think it's the same number I text you from.
Okay. I think I've already. I think I have. Okay. Very good. Where are you guys located out of?
I'm calling you from our corporate headquarters here in Southern California. We're right next to Disneyland. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Southern Cali, you know,
not familiar with it, but that's fine. I know California, but 3,000 miles away.
You should visit one of these days, Daryl. You got kids, bring them over to Disneyland.
No, Disneyland's too liberal nowadays. They're getting into kids and making them LGBTQ and all that.
Oh, bullshit. Did you see that? Hey, I mean, I would discuss that with you, but the call is being recorded, brother. So
I know, but that's why I would get my kids to it.
I got personal feelings towards that, and I just can't express them freely as I wish.
No, I know. Well, I'd rather carry them to church, put it that way.
There you go. Me and you both. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during your terms of agreement? Which means basically if you're... Okay, you understand that. Okay.
Yeah.
Your initial term and setup charge will be today, Wednesday, June 26th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. I did waive the $99 for you. You know, we typically don't do that, but I went ahead and got authorization. So you will begin at $249 opposed to the $348 normal charge. When the second payment is completed, this agreement will renew automatically on July 26th for the amount of $249. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our customer support number, 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before the next billing cycle. Okay. Keep in mind that Local Splash, you know, we're available throughout all time of day. And then lastly, Daryl, do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
I'm not under a contract. And
that's correct. It's month to month.
Renewal is if I request it to renew.
No, it's if you don't do anything, it renews automatically.
I understand.
Okay. Stand by here 1 second. Almost done. About two more. Well, maybe one more minute, and I'll get you off the phone here. So tomorrow, anytime after 12 will work 12. For you?
Yeah.
Okay, so would 1 p.m. be okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, let me type that.
I'm Eastern Standard Time, so it'd be 1 o'clock.
Right.
It'd be 1 o'clock for me, right?
10 a.m. for us, 1 p.m. for you.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, and here's the we're all set on my end. Here's the only last important portion of this. Everything went through. You're all set. You're gonna receive the confirmations. You're gonna get them to your text, and you're also gonna get them to your email. It's gonna say, "Welcome to Local Splash." On that email or on your text message, when you open it, there's gonna be a link, and once you click that, it's gonna say Local Splash Terms and Agreements. That's basically it. You know, you can go over it. It's fine. It's basically what me and you covered, right? That
okay.
It's $249 a month. There's no contract.
Right.
You know,
click the agreement and then upload the app.
Yeah. No. Click the agreement, and then once you click the terms and conditions, and you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's going to be two little boxes you have to click on. One is going to say, "Hey, I'm okay with you guys contacting me and sending me text messages." The other one says, "I agree to the terms and conditions," and then right beneath that, there's going to be a little square in orange that's going to say, type your name in, and then confirm signature. Once you send that in, you will have access to your dashboard, right? The dashboard is, where you'll be able to track all the information.
it wants email. It wants my company email. Is that what we're using?
Yeah, that's what we're using. You don't have to do it precisely right now. I know you're in a hurry.
Well,
just make sure you
get it over with. I'm trying to get it done. Good God, man. It's asking me 500 more questions. My name.
No. It should not ask you 500. You can skip through those questions. All you have to do is go to the bottom.
It's got red asterisks beside of it.
What is it? What exactly? Are you looking at your phone or are you looking at your email?
I'm looking at my phone.
Okay. If you have a chance, go on your email, and it's a lot simpler because on your phone it gives you a lot smaller. It gives you lots. Yeah. When you have time, it takes you 2 minutes, man. Literally, just get it signed, submit it,
and 5 minutes there, and 20 minutes there, and then before you know it, you got a whole goddamn hour in it. Okay. Yeah. It 2 minutes to you is because you're already sitting in front of a computer. A computer to me takes 15 minutes. You got to cut the motherfucker on. You got to wait for it to warm up. You got to answer the fucking password to get in. I mean, that's just reality, man.
You're right. You're right. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're not right. You're right.
I know. It's just, I'm sorry, but the fucking computers, I despise the motherfuckers. I despise, they should have shot and hung Bill Gates and fucking whatever that motherfucker, the Apple man. They should have hung the motherfuckers out to dry before they ever invented this shit. It's the worst. Look at, watch kids nowadays, and it'll tell you all you need to know about computers.
You know what? You're not lying, man. You know what? When we were, I don't know how old you are, but I'm in my.
How's that a good thing for our society?
I'm in my 40s, man, and I remember going outside playing with, you know, my bike,
right,
you know,
but
doing.
How is idiot as shit good for society? Every time I turn around, they got this AI shit, right? AI.
Right.
And 15 things is bad about it, and then they're advertising the one good thing to promote a business. What the fuck you want something that's got 15 things that are going to screw up the world as opposed to one good thing about it? Creating business software and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes no sense. I mean, society is robotic. Nothing but robots. This shit controls people, not the other way around.
You're
okay,
right.
Okay, all
right.
I'm done. I'll look on the email. I'll get it sometime today.
That's fine. Okay, Daryl, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Yes, sir. God bless. I'm sorry.
No, thank you.
God bless. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Daryl. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.